Task 1. In this section, you will hear the story of the ancient Olympic Games. Your task will be to circle the letter or letters of the correct answer or answers in the boxes on the right. Please note that in this task, both answers may be correct. However, there is always at least one correct answer. This means you might have to circle one or two letters. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. Now look at the task in your booklet.
In 776 BC, Olympics were begun. Greece was the only country, so naturally we won.
The Olympic Games originated long ago in ancient Greece. Exactly when the Games were first held is uncertain. We do know, however, that the ancient Greeks had a festival in which athletes, who were not professional sportsmen but common people, competed in sports. This celebration was held regularly every 4 years. The earliest recorded Olympic competition occurred in 776 BC, which was won by a cook named Choroebus. This was the start of the first Olympiad, the four-year period by which the Greeks recorded their history. For the first 13 Olympic Games, the only event was the one stayed, approximately 192-metre, running race. But over the years, new sports such as jumping, javelin, discus, and wrestling were added to the games. Generally, only free-born men and boys could take part in the Olympic Games. Servants, slaves, and women were forbidden, on penalty of death, even to see the games. And at first, the games were strictly for Greek citizens. Eventually, however, athletes from all over the Roman Empire, which covered the entire Mediterranean region, were permitted to participate. All athletes were required to take an oath that they would observe all the rules and standards. In spite of the luxurious facilities offered to athletes, all had to remain amateurs. That is, they had to pay their own expenses and they could receive no monetary awards. Winners of the games received neither gold nor silver, but a simple crown of olive leaves, and they were regarded as heroes. After Rome conquered Greece in the 100s BC, the Greeks began paying athletes. As a result, Olympic standards began to decline, and more competitors used any trick to win. For instance, in AD 67, the emperor Nero competed in events himself. Even though he fell from his chariot during the race, he was named the champion. Because of the interest in money and the cheating, the ancient games lost their original ideals, and in 394 AD, the Roman emperor Theodosius I, who was a Christian and considered the games a pagan festival, ordered them stopped. Olympia then began to crumble. The temples were destroyed by later emperors, as well as by earthquakes and floods. The once great city was eventually completely buried. Today, the site of the ancient Olympic Games is only a shadow of its former glory. Many of the building foundations remain, but few walls and pillars still stand, and the stadium where the races were held long ago is now just barren ground.
In 393, Christian Rome had them banned.
It's over, it's over, it's over, it's over, it's over, it's over.
Shame!
Wait, not so fast.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
In 776 BC, Olympics were begun. Greece was the only country, so naturally we won. Cheats built.
The Olympic Games originated long ago in ancient Greece. Exactly when the Games were first held is uncertain. We do know, however, that the ancient Greeks had a festival in which athletes, who were not professional sportsmen but common people, competed in sports. This celebration was held regularly every 4 years. The earliest recorded Olympic competition occurred in 776 BC, which was won by a cook named Choroebus. This was the start of the first Olympiad, the four-year period by which the Greeks recorded their history. For the first 13 Olympic Games, the only event was the one stayed, approximately 192-metre, running race. But over the years, new sports such as jumping, javelin, discus, and wrestling were added to the games. Generally, only freeborn men and boys could take part in the Olympic Games. Servants, slaves, and women were forbidden, on penalty of death, even to see the Games. And at first, the Games were strictly for Greek citizens. Eventually, however, athletes from all over the Roman Empire, which covered the entire Mediterranean region, were permitted to participate. All athletes were required to take an oath that they would observe all the rules and standards. In spite of the luxurious facilities offered to athletes, all had to remain amateurs. That is, they had to pay their own expenses and they could receive no monetary awards. Winners of the games received neither gold nor silver, but a simple crown of olive leaves, and they were regarded as heroes. After Rome conquered Greece in the 100s BC, the Greeks began paying athletes. As a result, Olympic standards began to decline, and more competitors used any trick to win. For instance, in AD 67, the emperor Nero competed in events himself. Even though he fell from his chariot during the race, he was named the champion. Because of the interest in money and the cheating, the ancient games lost their original ideals, and in 394 AD, the Roman emperor Theodosius I, who was a Christian and considered the games a pagan festival, ordered them stopped. Olympia then began to crumble. The temples were destroyed by later emperors, as well as by earthquakes and floods. The once great city was eventually completely buried. Today, the site of the ancient Olympic Games is only a shadow of its former glory. Many of the building foundations remain, but few walls and pillars still stand, and the stadium where the races were held long ago is now just barren ground.
In 393, Christian Rome had them banned.
It's over, it's over,